Okay, joining me now to discuss this and so much more, I'll continue to take your calls, I promise, is Dr. Grace Vuoto, Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place, former nationally syndicated talk show host, political analyst and commentator, and of course, my wonderful wife, my better half, Dr. Grace, how are you?
Well, Jeb, not so good. Honestly, it's really, really difficult to see what's going on there in Afghanistan. It's heartbreaking. But before I get into that, I just want to say to everybody out there whose family sacrificed and to our troops who did serve, they behaved with honor, with great courage, with tremendous patriotism. And I don't believe that it's appropriate to say like their sacrifice was in vain or anything like that. I think they did what was right. They did keep America safe for 20 years, and that's not a small achievement. Now, what is distressing is what's to come. You know, that's what's really worrisome, because what we're seeing now with Biden's bungled withdrawal is an invitation, not just to the Taliban, but to all of America's enemies, an invitation to more violence. This is really what we're seeing today. He is just too weak to lead us, and weakness will incite greater terror, probably at home as well as abroad.
Dr. Grace, I want to read to you something and I want to get your reaction. 27-year-old Zarifa Ghaffari is the first ever female mayor ever of an Afghan city. This was obviously under the previous regime with our full support and help. She survived 3 assassination attempts from the Taliban while she was mayor. Now she's at home and she's posted a very powerful video saying she's with her kids. She now sits and waits for the Taliban to come and kill her, saying that there's no one here to help us, that the Taliban have already told her to make peace with Allah, that she and her family are dead. So no one's going to help poor Ghaffari and her family, and they're going to kill her because she had the gall to be a woman who wanted to hold political office. And this is what's going to be in store for many, many women in Afghanistan. What say you?
You know, it's I'm speechless. You know, for someone who usually has so many words, I'm speechless. I think a lot of Americans feel the same way. There is just no excuse for what happened here. The fact that this president was so stupid as to give up Bagram Air Base, so stupid, so that we could properly evacuate all those people who would need help, like even a woman like that, if necessary, that she qualifies as a real possible refugee. You know, we keep granting all kinds of status to people flocking across our border who are not truly in danger, who are not truly in harm's way. That woman is truly in harm's way. That woman is truly worth protecting and worth saving. And that applies now to the people that served in the Afghan parliament, the women who served. There's going to be reprisals against them. You have women who are now educated. They've gone to university. There's going to be reprisals against them. What the Taliban hates are strong, educated women, powerful women, because that blows up their vision that a woman is just something to be subjugated, something to be abused and used for men's pleasure. So these are the women that they have to get rid of, because they blow up their vision of what a woman is. They think a woman is incompetent and weak. And when they see a successful woman, a capable woman, a talented one, an educated one, that is just impossible for them to keep in existence.
You're dead on, Dr. Grace, and you got a little bit too much class to say it, but I'm going to say it. They see women as chattel. They see women as slaves. That's how they really see women. And I want to get your reaction now to a second story, and this is what I want everyone, please, whatever you're doing, I want you to put it down and please listen to this, because this is what Biden has empowered. And I want you to listen to this very carefully. It is a picture. I'm staring at a picture now of a 19-year-old woman. Let me be very candid. She's an attractive young woman. Her nose is gone. There's no nose. She's disfigured. She's horribly disfigured. Her name is Bibi Aisha. According to a woman, an American woman, who was working with the U.S. government, they met her in Kabul's Women for Afghan Women shelter. This was in November 2009. Her husband beat her from the day she was married in a forced marriage at the age of 12. When he beat her so badly, she thought that one night she was going to die. She managed to escape to seek a neighbor's help. To punish her for leaving without her husband's permission, her husband, who, by the way, is a Taliban fighter, and now, by the way, is in Kabul. He's one of the animals now, near the airport. He took her to a remote spot in the mountains. Several men held her while he cut off her nose, her ears, and her hair. She screamed to no avail. Quote, "If I had the power, I would kill them all," she told this American woman. This American woman then admits, "I wanted to be strong for Aisha to give her hope that she would be fine again." But when she described that moment and what these butchers, these barbarians, these primitive subhumans, I'm saying that, not her, then they are subhuman. She says she began to just cry. Aisha was brought to the United States in August of 2010 for massive, extensive reconstructive surgery. And even though the best American doctors did everything they could, she is going to be horribly disfigured for the rest of her life. And now Bibi Aisha is telling the world, begging Biden, don't allow this to happen to the girls of Afghanistan, because what happened to me will happen to millions of them.
Yes, and you know, Jeff, what you're describing is so chilling that now polls are showing that increasingly Americans are saying, well, maybe we should send our troops back. I mean, that's how alarming this is. Look, the Taliban are the modern equivalent of the Nazis. They are pure evil on earth, pure evil on earth. And America, we are the good guys. We always have been the good guys. Unfortunately, we have an incompetent leader who couldn't do the basic to ensure that at least some of the gains for women and girls could be protected as we try to withdraw. Too incompetent to do even the basic.
Dr. Grace, I want to ask you, what do you think the repercussions of this are going to be for the United States and really for the world? Has America now, is this our Suez moment, like what it was for the British Empire, where we've lost all credibility on the world stage, that really now we've been reduced to a paper tiger, that the world now sees the Americans, we just don't have the stomach for any kind of a serious long war, that when things go bad, we will cut and run and abandon our allies?
I think that's 100% accurate. If you're a student of history, you know this feels a lot like the 20s and 30s, where it seemed that the world was slowly spiraling out of control and that the leaders who were appointed to lead, the events seemed to overtake them. That's especially what started to happen in the 1930s. And it feels the same right now here in America, that you have events around the world that are spiraling out of control. And instead of the Western powers acting decisively and with great strength, we see the opposite. We see incompetence and weakness, and that spells disaster for America's future standing and for the future standing of the West.
Dr. Grace, you've got about a minute left. I want to ask you maybe the ultimate political question. Will Afghanistan destroy Biden's presidency? As Afghanistan collapses, is Biden's presidency collapsing as well?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I think that with all the checks that this administration gives out, you know, if you give people enough bread and circuses, you can keep some people in ignorance and you can keep some people not grasping the full consequences of what's being done. So this is the question. If we're struck at home by any of these repercussions, his presidency is over. But if the problems just remain abroad, so many of his supporters who get their welfare checks, they're going to keep their bread and circuses, and they will still ultimately come back to defend him. And I'll make a bold prediction. Even the media will come back to defend him if there are no consequences at home. If there are consequences abroad, this media doesn't really care that much. In a couple of weeks, those stories about the women will be off the pages of the newspaper of the mainstream media. I guarantee it.
Dr. Grace, literally 10 seconds. When you say consequences here, you mean like maybe a terrorist attack stemming from Afghanistan, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. That's when people will turn on him. But if the consequences are just abroad, then I think that his media acolytes will slowly return to him and they'll...
Dr. Grace, you're dead on. Dr. Grace putting liberals in their place. Your calls, your reaction next.